The Quickies on In.com.
Hi, I'm Karan and you're listening to In.com's Quickies. Quickies is actually like a quick stop for Pani Puri. All you have to do is hang around for 5 to 7 minutes, get your fill of culinary entertainment, verbal in this case, and you can be on your way. Let's begin. More than a year after Bollywood actress Sridevi's death, controversial opinions about the cause of her demise are still coming out. This time it's from jail DGP Rishi Raj Singh, who wrote a column in a South Daily saying Sridevi's death was not accidental and there was circumstantial evidence that proves it was murder. In the article, the GDP wrote that his friend in forensics, Dr. Umarathan, pointed out several circumstantial bits of evidence to prove that the actress's death was not accidental. According to the forensics doctor, even if she drank too much, it wasn't possible for her to drown in a bathtub with only 1 foot deep water. And the only way that would have been possible was if she was pushed by somebody. Well, that's a scary thought. In.com, wanting to get both sides of the story, then got in touch with Sridevi's husband and film producer, Boni Kapoor, to get his take on the matter. He, however, didn't buy into the theory and called it stupid and a case of someone's imagination running wild. Poor man. First to have to deal with his wife's death and then to have to be reminded of it constantly in these not-so-nice ways. Hope he's hanging in there alright. Karthik Aryan seems to be all about making sure his hair stands on end and he's constantly kept on his toes. Now I know that makes it sound like he's trying to live in a horror movie, but I was actually talking about his hair and his busybody ways. For what keeps his hair on end, we're going to guess it's a truckload of gel, or more likely non-shiny wax, since his hair has a pretty natural look to it. As for what keeps him on his toes, turns out it's churning out movie after movie with little to no break in between. Days after wrapping up shooting for the Love Aajkal sequel, he's already away and on to his next movie. On Thursday night, the actor flew to Lucknow to kickstart Pati Patni Aur Wo, a film by Mutasar Aziz, who has directed films like Dulha Mil Gaya and Happy Bhag Jayegi. And there in Lucknow as well awaits Karthik's co-star and rumoured girlfriend Ananya Pandey. The film is a remake of the 1978 film with the same title. The original one starred Sanjeev Kumar, Vidya Sinha and Ranjita Kaur in lead roles, and the story revolves around a married couple whose equation changes after the husband gets involved with his secretary. Sounds like a pretty standard storyline. So let's hope Ananya and Karthik bring something extra to the table with their acting. Moving up in life changes a lot of things from the big to the small. Like the association with certain acronyms and how they take on different meaning once success comes to you. For example, before Karthik Aryan became famous, the acronym PG stood for the normal definition paying guest. But now that he's famous and never has to live the PG way of life again, a more appropriate expansion of those letters would probably be Prince of Gwalior, seeing as he hails from that city and will probably be treated like a prince whenever he sets foot there. Still, turns out that Karthik doesn't like to forget the memories and ways of old. And so he recently went ahead and bought a flat in Andheri Versova's Yari Road. But not just any flat, it's a flat that he actually once stayed in as a PG when he first moved to Mumbai to pursue his acting dreams. And you may be thinking, oh, it's just a coincidence and he bought the flat because he wants to live in it. But here's the deal. The flat is only 459 square feet. Why would Karthik Aryan want to stay in a 459 square foot flat? So yeah, the only reason could be sentimental value. Maybe to remind him of what he has now compared to what he had then. And from reports, he apparently shelled out 1.6 crore in sentimental rupees to buy the flat. I wonder what he's going to do with that flat now. Who knows, maybe stay in it a couple of days a month to keep himself grounded. John Abraham may be big and beefy and may look like your stereotypical macho man who only thinks about protein shakes and gymming. But he's actually quite the opposite. Being a sensitive and caring individual who seems to be legitimately concerned about things happening around him, he recently criticized the Maharashtra government for deciding to cut down 33 hectares of forest land for development purposes. He was talking to the press at the trailer launch of his film Batla House when he spoke out relating to his concerns about the water crisis and criticized the government for deciding to maim part of the green blanket in Mumbai's RA Mill Colony in order to make space for the metro car shed. He said that we get tensed when we hear about less rainfall and when it rains we suffer because there's a flood. But we don't have enough rain in this city and this country and the rivers are going to dry up in the next 20 to 30 years. And to further worsen the situation, the government goes and decides to cut down 33 hectares of trees, and that makes him wonder if we're thinking in the right direction or not. Turns out that before John, a number of Bollywood celebrities, including Diya Mirza, Randeep Hooda, and Adil Hussain, have spoken out against destroying the city's greenery. Let's hope the government actually listens and makes the right decision in the end. Recently, Hrithik Roshan was booked in a case of cheating filed by a gym user from Cult. But luckily, all the buzz around the incident fizzled out amidst promotions and the release of Super 30. And now, in a new case of a celebrity being accused of cheating, actress Sonakshi Sinha seems to have found herself in a jam after an event organizer complained against the actress for not showing up at an event in New Delhi after accepting a sum of 24 lakhs. The organizer of the event was a man named Pramod Sharma, who filed his complaint in February last year with the Moradabad police. So the UP police, along with the Juhu police, decided to give the actress a visit to find out her side of the story. Sadly, Sonakshi wasn't home, being, you know, the busy actress that she is, and the police left after waiting around for a couple of hours. Sonakshi's spokesperson had a lot to say on the matter though. The representative accused Sharma of making false accusations in order to malign the actress's image and said the allegations were completely untrue and baseless. Well, I suppose we'll find out more about the whole matter once the police finally get a hold of Sonakshi at her residence.
The Quickies on in.com.